Okay. Even though the high school moved back to the beginning of the first parak, I thought we should go back to the beginning of the 10th parak. 10th parak is so geshmak. There's so many beautiful sugyas here that we need to do. So what I wanted to do today is just really go through Mishnah, Gemara, and a few Tosfin, and just highlight all of the sugyas that we need to get back to on this amud. I think we could, if we look carefully, we can find 6 or 7 serious sugyas that need to be looked into just on this amud alone. It's a phenomenal amud of Shas. So take a look at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Erev Pesachim Samach L'mincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetach Shach. On Erev Pesach, or every Erev Pesach, Pesachim in the plural, when it's close to Mincha time, a person should not eat when it gets close to Mincha time until it gets dark outside. Afilu Ani Sheb Yisrael Lo Yochal Ad Sheyesav. And even the poorest person in Klal Yisrael should not eat unless he leans, meaning even the poor person who doesn't feel much like royalty should still eat, assuming a position of royalty, leaning. And everybody needs dalet kosos, even if you have to collect that money from tzedakah. So the Mishnah has 3 halachas. Halacha number 1, that you're not allowed to eat late in the day on Erev Pesach. Halacha number 2, that everybody has to lean no matter how poor you are. And halacha number 3, we have to see to it that everybody gets dalet kosos. Again, no matter how poor you are, everybody's got to have dalet kosos. So before we even move on to the Gemara, what's the svara for halacha number 1? Why is it that we're not allowed to eat late in the day on Erev Pesach? So, no, what's the svara? Because of matzah. We have a mitzvah of achila that night. In fact, bizmanenu, bizmanazeh, the only mitzvah da'oraisa of achila that we still have is achilas matzah. Any other achilah, we don't have achilas kachem anymore. Mar b'zman hazeh is only drabbanon. The only mitzvah achilah we're eating a particular food is the oraisa. So yeah, we have a mitzvah of sudas yamtuv and sudas shabbos, but that could be anything. A mitzvah to eat a particular food on a doraisa level, the only one we really still have is matzah. It's not achilah. That's and certainly alayayin is not, it's a machlokas rishonim, how much of kiddush is d'oraisa. Tosfos and Kuvav says that kiddush d'oraisa, but alayayin is d'rabbanan, and says that even if you hold kiddush alayayin is d'oraisa, Tosfos says, but to drink the wine is only d'rabbanan. I'm very sorg sheyitam, the chiv to drink it is only d'rabbanan. So we don't really have mitzvah d'oraisa. Basar according to the Rambam. It would at least be a kiyum d'oraisa, maybe even a chiyuv d'oraisa. Yeah, maybe even a chiyuv d'oraisa. But again, it's difficult because it's against the Gemara. It seems to be against the Gemara. So it seems very simple. You need to eat matzah. So if you need to eat matzah, you need to make sure you don't fill yourself up. Now, obviously, l'chora, the same would be true any time you have a mitzvah sachila later on, right? So if you have, the Gemara is going to deal with Shabbos, Yantif, every Arab Shabbos. You have to eat Friday night. You got to have a meal on Friday night. So the Gemara is going to say that Pesach is different. Either Pesach is different in that Shabbos and Yantif is debatable whether you're allowed to eat late in the day, but Pesach is not debatable. Of course you're not allowed to eat late in the day. Or Pesach has a longer time period that you're not allowed to eat. Shabbos and Yantif you're not allowed to eat. Mina mincha l'mala Pesach, Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat. Samach l'mincha. So for whatever reason, we take matzah more seriously in terms of the concern of filling your stomach than we do every Shabbos and Yantif. But we do take, we are concerned also on Shabbos and Yantif that a person shouldn't eat Erev Shabbos and Yantif. So if you look at the way Rashi says it, though, he doesn't just say so you can eat matzah. Meaning, so what's the problem? So you'll fill yourself up. So what? So you'll fill yourself up. What are we worried about? That you're not going to eat matzah? Or is that the concern? You know you have mitzvah to eat a kazayis. How hard is it to eat a kazayis? Kazayis is not that big. Right? People have these charts of kazayis. Kazayis is the size of an olive. It's not that big. It's how much is an olive red? Right? So what's the concern? What are we worried about? What? Oh, so Rashi has this expression, hidur mitzvah. Now, where do we have hidur mitzvah in Shas? Where does it come up? By Esrog, that's where we have in Chumash, right? Torah says, pre-eitz hadar, hidur mitzvah. How do you do hidur mitzvah by esrog? Get a nice esrog. How do you do hidur mitzvah by tefillin?
Get nice tefillin.
How do you do hidur mitzvah by Neros Chanukah?
Go Good oil.
Good oil. How do you do Hiddur Mitzvah by matzah?
Should be nice matzah.
Nice matzah, right? Isn't that Hiddur Mitzvah? Isn't Hiddur Mitzvah always take a Chavtza Shel Mitzvah and have a really nice Chavtza Shel Mitzvah? That's l'chora what Hiddur Mitzvah means, always. The Gemara, the source of the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, I think Tavkuf Lamed Beis or so, Amen Beis, I think at the bottom. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that learns it from a different pasuk, not from Priyei Tzadar. It's a pasuk in Az Yashir, Zekeli Ve'anvehu. So we know what Zekeli means, this is my God. What does Ve'anvehu mean? So it's a very difficult word to translate. I think Art School translates, and I will build him a sanctuary. Okay? But the Gemara translates Ve'anvehu. That's based on something also, obviously, but the Gemara says Ve'anvehu means he's not ill in front of b'mitzvos. That you're going to make nice with mitzvos in front of Hashem. How does one make nice with mitzvos? So the Gemara says, you should have a talis na'ah, a lulav na'ah, a sukkah na'ah, a sefer Torah na'ah. Have nice stuff. Nice chefza shel mitzvah. That is the definition of hiddur mitzvah. Have a very nice chefza shel mitzvah. The Gemara does add, and you should write bekulmus na'ah. You should write with a sefer Torah, with a nice, write with diona, a nice ink, and a nice quill. So ink also is a nice chavtza shel mitzvah, but what about the quill? Who cares if I have a nice pen or not? How does that, that's not the chavtza shel mitzvah, is the sefer Torah. So how does it matter that it's the quill? So you could argue that no, writing with a nice quill is also a chavtza shel mitzvah, because the quill is the chavtza shel mitzvah, not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Sefer Torah is not just for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's Sefer Torah for? When you write a Sefer Torah, it's also a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah Taryag, it's Ksiva Sefer Torah. So it's the Maisa mitzvah is done with the quill, right? The Kiyuma mitzvah is actually having the Sefer Torah, right? Having Sefer Torah written. But the Maisa mitzvah, how does one do the Maisa mitzvah is with the quill? So it could be it's a hidur in the Maisa mitzvah, right? When you use a nice quill. But what's going on over here? Why is this Hiddur Mitzvah? So that's number one. Number one, we have to figure out what's going on over here. Is this really a normal usage of the term Hiddur Mitzvah? And if it's not, do we ever find this kind of Hiddur Mitzvah? I mean, what's the Hiddur over here? What exactly is the Hiddur? It's not nicer matzah. The matzah is the same whether you're hungry or not. So what's the Hiddur? What? You're the Hiddur Mitzvah. Your stomach's the Hiddur Mitzvah. That you're hungry. Why is that a Hiddur? So the Hiddur Mitzvah is in your excitement. Like, you're starving. So you see matzah. Oh, thank God. Normally matzah's like, oh God, just matzah, it's plain nothing. It's a cracker. Why would I be so excited? But when you're hungry, you're excited to see food. If it's edible, I'm happy about it. So Hiddur Mitzvah is in my own attitude toward the mitzvah. So, sugi number one we're going to have to figure out is, do we ever find that anywhere in all the sugis of Hiddur Mitzvah? That Hiddur Mitzvah is attitudinal? Hiddur Mitzvah is always in the Chavtza Shel Mitzvah. Yeah?
Does Hiddur Mitzvah apply even before the Mitzvah is being done? Is it like Hiddur Mitzvah, it's Hiddur while you're doing the Mitzvah, or it's Hiddur even before it's done? Because here you're saying Hiddur Mitzvah is your excitement for it. Meaning once you're eating it, you're saying the excitement is sort of like you're eating it now, as opposed to the excitement before you ate it.
So, no, I think it's the excitement while you're eating it, but you have to see to it that you'll be excited. And the way to see to it that you'll be excited is by not eating earlier in the day. And that, so it's not that the hiddur is earlier, the hiddur is while you're eating it.
You are hungry while you're eating.
Yeah, and you just have to set up that situation. So that's sugi number one. Again, all I want to do today, Mishnah, Gemara, a couple of Tosin, and just highlight what sugis we need to look into. Maybe at the end of Shir we'll take a vote which sugi to do first, because it's just like so overwhelming. So number one, we got to look into hiddur mitzvah. Number two over here. Afilu ani shav Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyesav. Right? No matter how poor a person is, he has to lean, he has to do a seba. We'll get to the haseba sugyas later on. There is a significant sugya of haseba, but not for right now. Third halach in the Mishnah was, everybody's got to have four courses of wine. And notice how the Mishnah shifted. It started with, if you're a poor person, you got to make sure you lean. Right? Talking to an individual. Even an Ani Shav Yisrael, he should not eat until he leans. And then the last halach is v'lo yifchisu lo me'arba kosa shel yayin. Talking plural. We should see to it that he doesn't have less than dalet kosa of yayin. All of a sudden, we're not talking to him anymore. It's not about him. Who are we talking to then? Lo yifchasu lo. What? The community. As a member of the Jewish community, you have to see to it that every poor person has dalek kosel shalyai. V'afilu min ha-tamchui, and even if you have to use the tzedakah funds to pay for it, normally tzedakah funds don't pay for things like that. Guy comes and collects tzedakah, and you say, oh, sure, what do you need the money for? What are you collecting for? And he says, I really love fine wine, and four glasses a night really does it for me. It just hits the spot. So I'm collecting to, you know, for four glasses of fine wine, because that's what I love. So there's a mitzvah of tzedakah, a chiv to give to him. So the answer is actually not so pashut. Pashut says no, but there is a din called De Machzara Sheyachsala that the mitzvah of tzedakah, the Gemara in Ksuvos elaborates on, is that you're supposed to give a person whatever standards he's used to, whatever he feels a chisaron, whatever he feels is missing, so you have to give him that. Well, not have to, but that's a kiyum of the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's not a priority in the mitzvah of tzedakah. If you have someone who only eats the finest steak and whatever, and then fine wine, and that's what he enjoys, so it's a mitzvah tzedakah to give him that, but that wouldn't take priority, let's say, over someone who's starving, right? L'chora. But it is a kiyum mitzvah of tzedakah. But we're talking about an ani who never drinks wine, and still we're allowed to use tzedakah funds to pay for this, to pay for him to be able to drink wine. The Rashbam over here points out, Umatzinu bebereshis rabba, last Rashbam, Vafilu minatamchui, right, and the last Rashbam in the Mishnah, Hum isparnis mitamchui shel tzedakah, Tahainu, ani sheba anim. You know what it means, Vafilu minatamchui? It's not just talking about that we should pay for the wine from the communal tzedakah, you know, food kitchen or whatever. It means that even if he's the kind of guy that gets fed from the tamchui, that's not just a poor person, that's the poorest of the poor go to the tamchui. You know how much money you have to have to not be allowed into the tamchui? If you have enough money to pay for your next two meals, you're not allowed to take from tamchui. Tamchui is for someone who's so poor, can't afford two meals. He doesn't have $10 to afford two meals at a pizza shop. Afilu hachim lo nasan lo gabay tzedakah. But nevertheless, now here's the Rashbam adds something the Mishnah didn't say. Let's say the community doesn't take care of it for him. What should such a person do? Before you read that Rashbam, what do you normally do? You have a mitzvah you have to do, and you can't afford the mitzvah. How much of your money? No one feels like they could afford a mitzvah, let's say. I'm so tight, I'm on a shoestring budget or whatever, I just barely, you know, make my expenses every month. How could I afford to buy an esrog? So what's the halacha? How much do I have to spend on my esrog? Fifth of my money. The Gemara says, Mesachs Ksuvos, Hamavazvez, Ali Vazvez Yosem Michamish. That if you spend on a mitzvah, on tzedakah or any other mitzvah, you don't spend more than 20% of your money. That's my achrayus. If I have $100 to my name and the cheapest esrog is $21, I do not have to buy it. I don't do esrog that year, if that's the only available esrog. Right? So you'd expect the Rashbam to say, Nebuch, this poor guy, the community didn't take care of him, he doesn't have dalet kosos, so what do you expect the answer to be? If it's more than 20% of his money, it's pater, right? Look what he says. Yimchor es malbusho, let him sell his clothing, o yilva, or borrow money, o yaskir es atzmo, or work overtime, rent himself out, bishvil yayin liarba kosos, so that he could have wine for dalet kosos. So sugi number two we're going to have to discuss is why? Where do we find this din that you have to sell the shirt off your back to do a mitzvah? What's the svara for it? And if there's a mitzvah that we're going to single out, that for this mitzvah you got to sell your shirt off, dalet kosos? By Neres Chanukah we have it. By Matzah we don't. By Esrog we don't. You know what Neres Chanukah and Dalet Kosos have in common? Presume Nisa. They're also both only Midrabanan though. So when we spend all this money for a mitzvah Midrabanan, for mitzvah Daraisa, we don't spend so much money. So what is it about Prisum? So it's clearly a Prisum Inisa in you. Question is, what is it about Prisum Inisa that breaks the bank? Literally, that makes us break the bank for the mitzvah. So that, I guess, is sugi number two that we're going to need to look at. Another important sugya to look at, if you look at Tosfos, Dibur Maschel Lo Yochal Adam, right? The Mishnah says, a person, Lo Yochal Adam Atshetech Shach, says Tosfos, Pirush Afilu Hispalo, even if you davened, still can't start eating yet on Erev Pesach, on the night of Pesach, if it's not dark outside. Umishum matzah, and the reason is for matzah. Kedamrin beGemara, the below spelled fields mincha fil b'shayim osa shana aser. Because if you didn't daven, then of course you're not allowed to eat. Kedam perikam de Shabbos. Vim tomar ummal lo yochal. So says Tosfos, wait a second. What do you eat on Erev Pesach for lunch? It's the hardest question to answer all year. There's nothing to eat. You can't eat matzah. You can't eat chametz. There's nothing to eat. What did he say?
Eat chicken, fruit, right?
So he says, what are you not allowed to eat? So he says, eat matzah. If it's matzah, afilu kodim na yasu. It's not just from mincha and on. You're not allowed to eat matzah. You're not allowed to eat matzah the entire day on Erev Pesach. Kedamrin b'Yerushalmi kolochel matzah b'Erev Pesach kilu bol arusas beis chamav. Yerushalmi says, anyone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach is as if he slept with his arusa in his father-in-law's house. What's the tushtel? What's the dimion? What's the comparison between one and the other? The beis chamav means right before you get married. It's like sleeping with the arusa right before the actual wedding. Right, it's a false start. It's lack of patience. You just got to be patient. Rav Shach had a beautiful ha'ara. He pointed out that the Medrash says that that the Eitz Hadas, if Adam and Chava would have waited till Shabbos, the Medrash says they would have been allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. It was only on that day that they weren't allowed to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the very first sin man ever committed was because we weren't patient. So you just need to learn a little bit of patience. We need to relax and be patient about things. He pointed out, that's what the Mata Ephraim writes, that there's a minhag. Have you ever heard of this minhag? There's a minhag that a pregnant woman takes an esrog on Hashanah Rabbah and breaks off the pitum or bites off the pitum. Have you heard that minhag? And it's supposed to be a skula that she'll have easy labor. What a strange minhag, no? It's like odd in the extreme, right? So, I've seen that minhag quoted in Sfarim that say, and these are terrible minhagim that we should get rid of from Klal Yisrael. What kind of school is this? What kind of business is this? So Rav Shach points out, it's really Mefurish in the Matan Ephraim, he points out that there's a machlokas in Chazal, what the Eitz Hadas was, what kind of tree was it? You know what the only opinion that it wasn't? No one says that it was an apple tree. It definitely wasn't that. That's Michelangelo's invention. But the Eitz Hadas was not an apple tree. The Eitz Hadas might have been an esrog tree. So the svara is, you take the esrog tree, the fruit of the Eitz Hadas, and what was Chava's punishment for eating from the Eitz Hadas? Difficult labor. So what does she do? What does a pregnant woman do? She takes the fruit of the Eitz Hadas. For 7 days, she says, I'm not going to eat it. I'm patient. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till it's not needed anymore. Hoshana, Rabbi, her husband comes home from shul. I'm done with my esrog. It's over now. I don't need the mitzvah anymore. And then she eats it and says, you see, I learned my lesson. I had patience this time with the fruit from the Eitz Hadas. And that should be a skula for an easy labor. She shouldn't suffer the curse of it. Sometimes minhagei Yisrael, you can't be mezalzel minhagei Yisrael. You know, there's some meaning to them. So patience is a very critical midah. We should have to point out what the psychologists say. I said this over in shul on Shabbos. I read a book called Willpower, and it describes how a person develops willpower and how willpower works. That willpower is essentially a muscle that needs to be exercised. And one of the classic studies is that there was a psychologist that took children in a room, one at a time, and he gave the child a marshmallow. And he said to the child, you can eat this marshmallow whenever you want, but if you don't eat it for the next 10 minutes, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you two marshmallows if you don't eat this one. And he had a video camera and he was monitoring the kids. So some kids, as soon as he left, right away, ate the marshmallow. Other kids, like, squirmed a little bit, like 8 minutes later, you know, finally couldn't take it anymore and they had to eat it. And other kids, you know, lasted the whole 10 minutes. And he tracked them as they grew up, monitored their progress as they grew up, what happened in their lives. And he found that the kids who were able to hold out and weight were the most successful. More, it was a more of a telling sign than IQ or anything else. Any of the other classic signs of what you think would be signs of success was the ability to just control yourself and wait. And Rav Shachta thought that Rav Shachta was blown away by that. He thought that was like unbelievable. He said, "That's what we have to train. We have to train ourselves and train our children." You know, very often, like I know when I cut the challah of my youngest, start screaming, "I want! I need! I need!" It's okay to say, "No, you will wait till mommy gets until you know all the oldest." And you learn a certain sense of willpower. The first chait of mankind was that inability to wait till the proper time. It's just that modicum of self-control. It was funny, I said this in my shul, and a little kid comes over to me. His grandfather is a famous psychologist, is a very big psychologist, Dr. Pelkovitz. I'm sure you know who he is. So the little kid, it must be, I don't know, a fourth grader, he says, "My grandfather makes me come into his classroom all the time and gives me that marshmallow test. He demonstrates in front of the class." So I say, "Do you get two marshmallows or do you get one at the end of the day?" So anyone who eats matzah on Erev Pesach is kilu bol arasasa beis chabav. Basic, fundamental lack of patience. You need to wait till the right zman for doing things. So sugi number three to look at is achilas matzah b'Erev Pesach. Right? Where does this iser come from? Is it in the Siddharaisa, in the Siddharabanan? What are the ramifications of being kibol arasasa beis chabav? Okay. But in the context of this Tosos is asking, what are you not allowed to eat in Erev Pesach? Is it matzah that you're not allowed to eat? He says, well, matzah anyway, you're not allowed to eat the whole day Erev Pesach. And vibe mine targim, and if we're talking about fruits and the like you said before, hamr v'gemara avol metabel mine targim. The Gemara says, you are allowed to eat fruits even late in the day. So what are we not allowed to eat? What's the Mishnah telling me not to eat? So v'yeshlam da'iri b'matzah ashira. It must be that we're talking about matzah ashira. What's matzah ashira? Meperos, egg matzahs, right, that kind of thing. The loss of Yerushalmi of matzah really lets be bachavasa, bachlokadim zmana. When the Yerushalmi says, now let eat matzah in Erev Pesach, it means matzah that you could theoretically use for the mitzvah of matzah. Okay, so how many sugyas do we have to look into so far? Matzah in Erev Pesach, hider mitzvah, spending money on dalet kosos and other mitzvahs. Good? Take a look at the Rashbam, v'lo yifchasu lo. I'm jumping around a lot over here, but yeah, Rashbam v'leivchasula. Oh, matzah ashira. It's not really a tenth parak sugya, but we can get to that also. What do you want to?
No, I'm just curious. Just where the word fits in with what
does
the word
mean? Oh, matzah is called lechem oni because it's a poor man's bread. For it is flour and water, but to put some flavor into it with fruit juice or whatever, so that's matzah ashira.
Ramifications of brachos or ashkenazim.
For matzah shira, you're saying? Yeah, there's matzah shira is a whole nother sugya. It's not really a tenth parak sugya, but we could really do that too, in terms of chametz also. But the matzah shira is chashash chimutz midrabanan. That we have that issue. Svarim hold our regular matzahs are mezonos also year round. It's only on Pesach that we make them out together. The Rashbam of here quotes a medrash. The Rashbam in Lo Yifchasulo quotes a medrash Rabba, Bereshis Rabba. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Abba Omar, k'neged arba l'shonei gu'ula ha'amurin b'galus Mitzrayim, v'otzeisi v'galti v'lkachti v'yitzalti b'parshas ve'era. Now why do we have dalet kosos? Why is it Lo Yifchasulo me arba kosos l'yayin, dalet kosos, four l'shonos of gu'ula? So that's also a very fascinating sugya about the dalet kosos, what the source of dalet kosos is. Is it based on the Shonos of Geula? There are like eight other midrashim on what it might be based on. What are the ramifications of it being based on the Shonos of Geula versus any of the other sources that it might be based on? Does it maybe? Who says there's a din of Dalid Kosos per se? Maybe the din is that you need a kos for Kiddush, you need a kos for benching, you need a kos for Sibritis Mitzrayim, you need a kos for Hallel. So it happens to be four. Or is it this medrash indicates? It doesn't just happen to be that there are four things we have to do, and for each thing you have a kosher bracha. This measure seems to imply that the number four matters. That if for some reason you couldn't do halal, I don't know why, but for some reason you couldn't do halal, you still have four kosos. Right? It's not just a din in the four parts of the Seder, and each part should get a kos. It sounds like it's din in kosos, so maybe we can look into that a little bit. So much here. Tosos dim remasa ad shetechshach. Look at Tosos. Tosos says, makshinan. Why does the Mishnah have to say, when are you not allowed to eat? You're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach from Samuch Mincha until it gets dark. Of course, until it gets dark. Pshita. Obviously, that's when it's until the Seder. The Seder is when it gets dark. And not only that, when the Gemara talks about not eating on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, it doesn't say Achetechshach. It just says don't eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov from Mincha Lumala. From Minchan on, without the words Ad Shetechshach. So what's Ad Shetechshach doing? Va'omer Hari Mikurvil, Tigabe Matzah Dafka Bina Ad Shetechshach Ketanya B'Tosefta HaPesach U'Matzah U'Marar Mitzvasan Mishetechshach. That it's Dafka by Matzah that we say Ad Shetechshach, because the mitzvos Halayla of Pesach, Matzah U'Marar, are supposed to be done specifically when it's dark outside. Because the pasuk says in the Torah you have to eat the Karban Pesach at night, and matzah marar are compared to Karban Pesach al matzos marom yochluhu. So the zman that you're allowed to eat Karban Pesach is only laila. Matzah marar is only laila. Avol suda Shabbos yom tov matzi achlu mivod yom. But Shabbos yom tov suda, that you can eat when it's still light outside. What? Eat a suda Shabbos when it's light outside? What's he talking about? Middle of the day, Friday afternoon, eating suda Shabbos? Tosefta Shabbos. You add Mechol al Kodesh. So you make Shabbos early. You make Yom Tov early. But he says, yeah, you make Shabbos early, you're allowed to have your suda early. You make Yom Tov early, you're not allowed to start your Seder early. Because that's a din in Laila. Another major sugya we have to hit, therefore, is Tosefta Shabbos. What is Tosefta Shabbos? When I add Mechol al Kodesh, I start Shabbos at, Shkia is 7 o'clock, and I start Shabbos at 6 o'clock. Does that mean that Laila begins at 6 o'clock? That 6 o'clock is Mamish Shabbos now? L'chol Dover? If it's middle Sfira, and I didn't count Sfira Thursday night yet, and I made Shabbos, but it's still broad daylight outside, can I still count that day Sfira and keep on counting with the bracha? Or is it, no, the day is over. So Tulsa is telling us, it's not Laila, it's not Laila yet. You're allowed to eat your Shabbos Suda, but it's not Laila. So we have to look into that a little bit. What is the nature of Tosefta Shabbos? What happens exactly at Tosefta Shabbos? Yeah, I'm writing them down in Tavmegamah. Right? It's another major sugya. I told you this is just loaded. Loaded, loaded, loaded.
No, but Yom Tov also is the same idea.
So is this Dafka Din in the Seder? Is this Dafka Din in the Seder? That it has to be Dafka Belayla? Sounds like it from Tosos. That it's Dafka Karm Pesach Matzamara. Another thing to look into, aside from Tosefta Shabbos, is he did a good job explaining why Pesach Matzah Marah has to be done at night. Who's going to get to Pesach Matzah Marah for hours and hours? You should at least be able to do what? Start your Seder, say Kiddush, but you know it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you're not supposed to start even saying Kiddush before dark? Tosus refers to it over here also. Why not? Why can't you at least say Kiddush before dark? So that's another thing I want to look into. Dalit Kosos before dark, or Kiddush before dark. It's a mini sugya. What?
It's a great title.
Right.
Spice
there. Yeah. Sounds like a mini sugya. That's a mini sugya also talking. So Tosefta Shabbos. Making Kiddush before dark is like a corollary of that sugya, right? What else we got? Lo yivchesu lo. Me'ar b'kosos. Lo yivchesu lo me'ar b'kosos. Make sure that you have dalid kosos. Says Tosfos. Mitoch haloshon tozen the second lo yivchesu lo. See that, Tosfos? Mitoch haloshon mashma k'tzas. She'ein nosin lebanav l'bnei beiso ki im liatzmo. From the Gemara, it sounds like when you give the ani his dalet kosos, what's so saying? Ain't no son of bnei beis, so kiyum liatzma. What would you think? The guy comes and says, "I need wine for dalet kosos." First question you should ask is, "How many family members do you have? Do you have a wife? Do you have children over bar bas mitzvah?" Right, because everyone needs dalet kosos. It's not just him. But even though he's the only one collecting, all the Mishnah says, "Aliv chsulo me arba kosos." Give the ani dalet kosos. What about his wife? What about his kids? So it says, Tosos, sounds like you only need to give him dalet kosos. You don't need to give his wife and kids dalet kosos. Vuhu motzi eskulam, and he'll be motzi them. Whoa, that's big. What's Tosos saying? How do you do dalet kosos in your house at the Seder?
Why wouldn't you?
Oh, good, one second. But how do you do it? Everyone says, and everyone has their own kos. How do you do Kiddush? One person says, and you can pour a little bit out, everyone will be towing him a little bit, maybe. Why the difference? Now, Tosa says, no difference, right? No difference. Kiddush, one person can be motzi everybody else. So, dalet kosos, four brachos dalet kosos, one person be motzi everybody else. What? What's a brachos mitzvah? Dalet kosos is not a... There's no birchas mitzvah in dalet kosos, right? Which is another fascinating discussion. There's no birchas mitzvah on the Seder in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a big discussion in the Achronim. Why is there no birchas mitzvah on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Well, that's a good sugya too. This whole thing of dalet kosos being motzi, and birchas mitzvah may be connected to it. I think it's connected to it. So put that on the list. Right, this whole thing of dalet kosos, is it like Kiddush? One person can be motzi everybody else, and as a corollary of that, why is there no birchas mitzvah in the Seder? Good. Meaning, we'll call it shomea ka'ona b'dalet kosos. Right? How come there's? But Tos assumes that there is shomei kona b'dalet kosos. Why don't we assume that? What's the lumdus behind that? And what are the halachic nafkaminas besides for the obvious one, whether everyone actually needs dalet kosos or not? And maybe that will get into birchas mitzvah. And another thing, take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara, we have to see a little bit of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ma'ir yarvi psachim afil arvi shabbos yom tov nami." This whole amud is just—it's one question, two answers. The Gemara's very simple question is: the Mishnah makes a big deal, no eating late in the day on erev Pesach. Frek the Gemara, there's no eating late in the day on erev anything. Why would you highlight only erev Pesach? You're not allowed to eat late in the day on erev Shabbos, erev Yom Tov either. So why would the Mishnah only talk about erev Pesach? So the simple answer Tosafot points out would have been, because we're learning Pesachim, so it's going to talk about Erev Pesach. Yeah, it's the same thing everywhere else. So Tosus discusses why the Gemara it doesn't go with that. The Tana is talking about Pesach. We're learning Pesachim. He says still Shabbos comes up so much more frequently than Pesach. You couldn't, if this din applied every Erev Shabbos and on Erev Pesach, there's no way you could say with a straight face this din about Erev Pesach without mentioning Shabbos. It's every week. Inami hachadika l'mitiyu l'meimar d'davka nakad Erev Pesach mishum chiyuv d'matzah lavi l'misi Erev Pesach. Or, another reason that it sounds like it's exclusively Erev Pesach is because there's logic to think that it would only apply in Erev Pesach and not Erev Shabbos. So that if it was true of Erev Shabbos, the Tana should have mentioned Erev Shabbos also. Because it's logical to assume that it should only be Erev Pesach. Why is it logical? Because only on Erev Pesach do you have to worry about matzah. Shabbos, you don't have to worry about matzah. Oh, by the way, that maybe could be another sugya. The reason for the difference between Pesach and Shabbos is that Pesach has special, it's got matzah. Shabbos has onuk Shabbos. Has three suudos for Shabbos. Hayom, hayom, hayom. We have a chiv of three suudos on Shabbos. So this may get into a different issue. It really comes up in Daf Kuf, whether the three su'udos of Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Aleph, Tosfos discusses in Daf Kovalev, you have a chiv to eat three sudas on Shabbos, do you necessarily have to eat one at night? Let's say you live in England, and summertime in England, you know, when Shabbos starts like 10 o'clock at night. Right? So who wants to eat that? So they're, okay, they're most of Mechol al Kodesh. Let's say you're not. Who wants to eat then? So can't you just go to sleep? You'll say Kiddush, whatever. Can't you just go to sleep and have your Suda the next day? Have three Sudas of Shabbos the next day? Breakfast, lunch, supper? So is that an option? It's Machlokas Tosfos in the Rambam. But maybe we'll save that for Kovalev. We have enough here, I think. What? Yeah, I think so, in the summertime. By the way, in terms of eating the Shabbos, Tosef Shabbos, we're going to have to discuss, Tosfos makes this assumption that, yeah, you're allowed to have your Suda Shabbos early. Is that necessarily true, that you're allowed to have your Suda Shabbos early? That may not every Rishon may agree with that. It could be that even though you're allowed to stop doing Malacha early, and Davin early, say Kiddush early, maybe Suda Shabbos is different. Maybe you have to have your Suda Shabbos late. But anyway, so the Gemara asks this question, why do you highlight Tafka Erev Pesach, every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov also? Titania, because every bais lo yochlo the marvish shabbos yom tov mina mincha lemalik deshi karnes shabbos kshu tava de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says every erev shabbos and every yom tov you're not allowed to eat late in the day because you got to be hungry. Rabbi Yossi yom aruch lo lechash tachshach. It's only Rabbi Yossi who says you're allowed to eat on erev shabbos and erev yom tov. So sugya number, whatever number we're up to. What are our limitations in eating on erev shabbos? It's very nogei lemais. Now every erev shabbos comes up. In what way are we limited in terms of our eating on Erev Shabbos? Can you go to the pizza shop in the winter time when Shabbos starts at 4:10 or whatever? 2 o'clock, go out for pizza on Erev Shabbos? Or is that a violation of Lo Yochel Ad Shetech Shach? Okay? So that's something we need to discuss also. What if you're just tasting Shabbos foods? That's the minhag, right? Just got to make sure it's good. Never know, you know. Your mother has a good track record, but you never know when it's not going to be good. So you got to make sure. Oh, maybe you're ruining it. Maybe you're ruining it. You're ruining your mitzvah. You're not going to have that excitement. Also good. So anyway, so the Gemara says. So the Gemara's question is this one question. The Gemara has two answers. Again, the one question, why do we highlight Erev Pesach? According to Rabbi Yehuda, at least, the same is true on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. So answer number one, Rav Huna says, is yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same is true on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. But not according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi thinks you're allowed to eat all day Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. So our mission is going like Rabbi Yossi, that even though you're allowed to eat all day Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, on Erev Pesach, it's different. Comes along Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, no, our mission could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Even if every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov you're not allowed to eat, Erev Pesach is still different than Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. How is it different? Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you have to stop eating min ha-mincha l'malek. Erev Pesach, you already have to stop eating samach l'mincha.
It's like a second difference.
Right.
It's a
what?
It's like a second difference.
So how much is samach? So Rashi says ma'at. Rashbam adds a little more detail. Mincha ketana kodl mincha ma'at chatzi sha'a. Half hour. Maybe that's another good topic, but that's not so much of a sugya. L'may naf kamina that the word samach means a half hour outside of this sugya. Do we ever have anything else that's a din in samach, in time? Rashbam defines it as a half hour. That's not just samach, that you're not allowed to eat once the chiv sets in. Okay, good. Good, good. The Rashbam may be explaining what Rashi means. I'm saying Rashbam, when the Rashbam adds the words Chatzi Shah, the Rashbam uses the exact words of Rashi and then just adds the words Chatzi Shah. He's saying he's writing his own Pirush, but it could very well be what Rashi meant to say. Rashbam said Mincha Ketana Kodim Mincha Ma'at Chatzi Shah. So it could very well be that when Rashi says Kodol Mincha Ma'at, he also means Chatzi Shah. We'll get into that with Tosef HaShabbos. How much do you have to be Moser Mechol HaKodesh? Is it a second? Is it a minute? Is it a half hour? Maybe this is far to say a half hour. That samach means a half hour, so that's what the steps maybe. And if that's the case, we're all in trouble. Because the mitzvah to sef Shabbos is all year round. It's not just in the summertime. All right, so we have our work cut out for us. Any votes? What the first thing you want to do is of all those options?
I don't know. They're all juicy.
Hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah it is. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.